Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
It was very hot outside, but inside here we are comfortable.
外边特别热，但是里边我们还是蛮舒
So
服
may the
的。
Lord give you and I and me and everybody a restful heart.
求主给我们每一位都有一个安息的心。
Yeah, let's read a few scriptures first.
我们先读几处的经文。
The first one is Joshua chapter 24, verse 2.
第一处是在约书亚记第24章第二节。
And this one talks about Abraham's ancestors.
这边讲到了亚伯拉罕他们的祖先。
And Joshua said to all the people, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwell on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods.
约书亚记第24章第二节，约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列的神如此说：古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲塔拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。
And then the next verse is Acts chapter 7, verse 2 and 3.
”下一处是在《使徒行传》第7章第二到第三节。
And this one says a big change happens to Abraham.
这边讲到，在亚伯拉罕身上发生一个很大的变化。
And Acts chapter 7, verse 2 and 3.
使徒行传第7章第二到第三节。
And he said, Brethren and the fathers, Listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you.
这边说，斯提凡说：“诸位兄父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未住在哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：‘你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。’”
So here, this Stephen point out that this great thing happened to Abraham.
所以，斯蒂凡这边指到有件大事情发生在亚伯拉罕身上。
God of glory appeared to him
荣耀的神向他显现。
and tell him to go somewhere that the Lord will show him.
要上去那个神要指示他所去的地方去。
And the next one, let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
下一次我们读希伯来书第11章。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to 10.
希伯来书第11章第8到第10节。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went on, not knowing he was going, where he was going.
第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。
Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as a foreigner, as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
第九节，他因着信就在所应许之地做客。好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
The verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
第十节，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
So here I want to underline this. Verse 10, it says, when he was there, he was in Canaan, he actually waited for a city which has a foundation. Builder and maker is God.
那我们要留心的就是第十节，就是当他还在迦南地的时候，他就在那边等候一座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
So the story about Abraham is not just about Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕的故事不仅是他自己的故事，
And not only about Isaac.
也不仅是关乎以撒的故事，
And not only about Jacob.
也不仅仅是关乎雅各的，
It is about a city.
乃是关乎那座城的,
A city which has foundation.
那是有根基的城。
Now, let's come to chapter 11, verse 13 to 16.
然后我们再翻到同一章第13到第16节。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
第十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处看，望见并且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅是寄居的。Verse
14, for those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
第十四节，说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
Verse 15, and truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
第15节，他们若想念所离开的家乡,
Verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he has prepared for them a city.
第十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。Yeah,
so here you see that they desire a better homeland, which is in heaven.
这边说他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。And
the wonder is they all died. The wonder is that God is not ashamed to call them to be called their God.
但是奇妙的是，虽然他们都已经死去了，但是神却称为他们的神，并不以为耻。And
God has prepared for them a city.
因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。Lord,
we thank you and praise you. You have put the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob before us.
主，我们感谢你，把 亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的故事这样放在我们面前。The
Lord, we thank you so much that so many decades, centuries, this story is so familiar to your people.
主啊，这些的故事几十年、几百年，对你的百姓是如此的熟悉。Lord,
we pray that today that it will be an encouragement to us as well.
主啊，求你今天这样的故事同样对我们有激励。They seek
a homeland which is in heaven.
他们寻找一个家乡，乃是在天上的。And
you're not ashamed to call them your to call them your own people.
主啊，你称为他们，称为你属你的子民，也不以为耻。And
you have prepared for them a city.
因为你已经给他们预备了一座城。Thank
you, Lord.
感谢你，主。In
the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Yeah, I just read those verses for you. They all have to do with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and even Joseph.
那我们读的这些的经文都基本上都是关乎亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，甚至是约瑟的。And
not only them, but also Sarah.
不仅是他们，也有这个撒拉。Now
there are a couple of other verses I want to read for you that are related to this, but it's a perspective from many years later.
这有另外两节是关乎的经文，是很多年以后，是另外一个角度来看的。And
one is Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 56.
一处是在约翰福音第8章第56节。This
one is the Lord Jesus talking about Abraham.
这边是主耶稣来讲到亚伯拉罕。John
8:15. I'm sorry, John 8:56.
约翰福音第8章第56节.
Lord Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad."
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就欢乐.
You remember, Abraham was 2,000 years before Christ Jesus.
那我们要记得，亚伯拉罕是在主耶稣之前2,000年前的.
But this is Lord Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day."
但是这边却说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，
And he saw it and was glad.
既看见了就欢乐。
So, in Lord Jesus' word, Abraham 2,000 years ago, in all the experience he had, he actually saw Christ Jesus.
那也就是说，主耶稣说，2000年以前，亚伯拉罕经历那么多的事情，他从里边这些当中，他却看见了主耶稣。
Now, let me read you another place. Again, is a perspective from Lord Jesus.
那我们再读一处的圣经，也是从我们的主耶稣的角度来看。
Luke chapter 20.
路加福音第二十章。
Luke chapter 20, verse 37 and 38.
第三十七到第三十八节。
This Lord Jesus said.
这是我们主说的。
But even Moses showed in the burning bush message that the dead are raised when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
第三十七节，至于死人复活，也摩西在荆棘篇上称主是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，就只是明白了。
And verse 38, for he is not the God of the dead, but of the living.For all live to him.
第三十八节，神原不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
So this Lord Jesus basically is saying this. The Lord Jehovah introduced himself to Moses, saying, "I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of Jacob."
那，我们的神就像他。向他来显明说，我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神和雅各的神。
So in the mind of the Lord Jehovah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are living.
也就是说，在我们神的眼里边，亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各他们是活的。
So dear brothers, remember that.
就弟兄姐妹们，我要记住这
个。The way the Lord Jesus sees the dead and living are probably different than you and I see dead and living.
我们主耶稣看死人和活人的方法和我们大概看的不一样。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the Lord God, they are living.
亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各在神的眼里来看，他们是活的。
Yeah. The last verse I want to read for you is actually what our brother Timothy used twice last night and this morning.
最后一处是我们的郭弟兄。昨天晚上和今天早上两次他用过的。
It's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37.
希伯来书第十章第三十七节。
Yeah. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and will not tarry. Now, my just one shall live by faith.
希伯来书第十章第三十七节，因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延，只是一人必因信得生。
Yeah, this some of the verses say the just shall live by faith. Some other versions say my just one or my righteous one shall live by faith.
我们中文这边说是只是一人，但是有小字那边说也是我的一人必因信得生。
Yeah.Now, dear and sisters, the Lord is coming. He's not going to tarry.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的主要来，他并不迟延。
But here it says, my just one shall live by faith.
就是我的义人必因信得生。
See, the Lord is coming.
我们的主要来了。
But my just one shall live.
我的义人他们要活。
Shall live by faith.
要因信而活。
So, dear friends, this is the last, almost the last verse of chapter 10.
这个几乎是第十章的最后几节。
So all these wonderful people in chapter 11.
所以这第十一章里边那些的见证人们。
Are examples of these righteous ones.
是这个义人的那些的例子。
So in chapter 10 at the end, the Lord says, my just one shall live by faith. Then chapter 11, you see all these people.
所以第十章最后末了他说义人因信得生第十一章我们就看见那些那么多的例子。
Yeah, they are what the Lord called my just ones.
那些就是神所称呼的我的义人。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, the brothers have assigned me to share on this matter, that's the better homeland, which is in heaven.
那弟兄姐妹，弟兄们托付我来分享这个仰慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。
Yeah, when we read those verses, God of glory appeared to Abraham.
我们读到那些经文的时候，看到荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现，
And call him out of his own country.
从他的故土把他呼召出来。
That country is actually the land of idols.
那个地方是一个充满偶像的地方。
But thank the Lord, Abraham listened.
感谢主，亚伯拉罕听
And
了，
just came out.
他就出来。
Yeah. And then he actually, his journey, we will see, is actually a heavenly way.
但他的经历乃是一个属天的经历。
Yeah. Now, Abraham considered himself a sojourner in the land of Canaan.
亚伯拉罕他把自己在迦南地是看为一个寄居的人。
So throughout his life, he realized more and more, this is not my homeland.
他在地上年日越多，他越觉得他这是不是他的家乡。
Now, not only he, but his wife, his son, his grandson.
不仅他自己，他的妻子、他的儿子、他的孙子也是，
It's truly wonderful.
这是非常美好的一件事情，
And then it's not easy.
不容易。
Yeah, the life is hard.
这个是他当时的是那样的生活不容易，
And the lesson is hard.
学习的功课也不容易。
But the wonder is they have never complained.
但是奇妙的是，他们从来没有抱怨过。
It is the Lord God who brought them out of their own home country.
是神把他们从他们的故乡带出来，
It wasn't easy at all.
根本不很不容易的一件事情。
For three or four generations, they don't have a piece of land in Canaan.
他们三四代的人在迦南地没有一块地是属于他
But the
们的，
wonder is that they have never complained.
但是奇妙的是，他们从来没有抱怨。
And in the meantime, in their heart, there is a homeland. There is a home country, which is in heaven.
但是同时，在他们心里边有一个家乡，乃是在天上。
So, brothers and sisters, the Lord willing, I just want to share their story with you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果神乐意，我们就来分享他们的故事。
But remember, the Lord promised Abraham that Abraham is waiting for a city with foundation.
亚伯拉罕乃是等做一座有根基的城。
Now, at the end of their story, they say that God is not ashamed to be called their God, and He has prepared for them a city.
那这到故事的末了那边说，神被称呼他们的神也不以为耻，因为他已经为他们预备了一座城。
So their story is not just their own story.
所以他们的故事不仅是他们自己的，
Their story, the Lord says, is about a city.
他们的故事，神说乃是关乎那座城。
So, today I just want to share with you, brothers and sisters, their own stories.
所以今天我和弟兄姐妹所分享的就是他们自己的故事。
And tomorrow, the second session, I would like to share with you what that city really means.
那明天我来分享，就是那座城是真正是什么意思？
And actually, what is the center of the city?
那个城的中心是什么？
The center of the city is the house of God.
那城的中心乃是神的殿。
So what is the house of God?
那神的殿是什么呢？
How is that related to us?
那和我们有什么关系呢？
So I want to, tomorrow, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters this matter of living stones and the spiritual house.
所以明天我要分享活石还有灵宫。
And this is in the second chapter of 1 Peter.
这个就是彼得前书的第二章。
And the third session I want to share with you, just also in chapter 1, chapter 2 of 1 Peter.
那第三天要讲呢，也是从彼得前书第二章出来的。
It has to do with those people who have gone through the living stones in the spiritual house.
就是那些经历过作为活石和灵宫的。
They can proclaim the excellencies of him who call them out of darkness into a marvelous light.
那他们要来宣扬那些招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德，
In essence, is their testimony.
也就是说，这是他们的见证。
So may the Lord be with us.
求主与我们同在。
Now, when we were reading the Hebrews book, chapter 11,
当我们读希伯来书第11章的时候，
when When in chapter 11, it says that Abraham and his son, his grandson, they were in the land of Canaan.
那边就讲到亚伯拉罕和他的子孙们都是在迦南地。
And verse 11 is very interesting.
第11节很有意思。
It says that all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them far off, were assured of them.
那就是他们虽然第13节，那存着信心死的，并且没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，并且欢喜迎接。
Yeah, and embrace them.
并且来是欢喜迎接的。
And dear brothers and sisters, it's very interesting because they're all throughout their lives, they're actually living on the ground, on earth, living in the land of Canaan.
所以他们一生其实都是活在迦南这块地上。
But they say that they were assured that there is a homeland in heaven.
但是他们却有着一个确据，他们的家乡乃是
And
在
then
天
they
上。
And they embrace those promises.
他们就欢喜迎接，
So, brothers and sisters, it tells us that when we are living on earth,
就是说我们还活在地上的时候，
we could actually be assured of the promise that God has given us.
我们对神给我们的应许可以有一个这样的确据。
You know, so I think it encourages us that although we have to live on earth,
这就给我们一个鼓励，虽然我们是还
you know,
是要活在地上。
take care of the kids, go to school, and go to work.
照顾孩子，送他们去学校，我们自己去上班。
And yet we could actually see these promises from heaven
但是我们却可以看到从天上给我们的应许。
and actually be assured of them.
我们可以有这样的，有对这些有确据。
It means God really has promised me something,
也就是
and that
说，
is so real.
神真是给我一个很确据的东西。
So not only that, it says to also to embrace the promises.
不仅如此，而且要欢喜迎接他。
So embrace means this.
所以欢喜迎接。
You know, we go to school, we take care of kids, we cook, and we do all these things.
我们送孩子去学校，我们做饭，做这些事情。
But we discover something that this promise is from heaven, from God, is precious.
但是我们却发现，这个应许是从天上从神来的。
It's so precious that I want to embrace it.
这么宝贝，我愿意欢喜来迎接。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what the Hebrews author was describing Abraham and then Sarah and Isaac and Jacob.
所以这个就是写希伯来书作者所写关乎亚伯拉罕、撒来、以撒还有雅各的。
So that says that we live on earth, but our eyes can be into heaven.
也就是说，我们活在地上，我们的眼目却定睛在天，
Our hope can be in heaven.
我们的盼望在天。
And we can embrace it.
我们可以
It's
欢
so
喜迎
close
接，
to us.
就是对我们都是很确据
So,
的。
yeah, so this is the how the Hebrews writer described them.
这个就是希伯来书作者这么来形容的。
And we thank the Lord that when we look at their story,
当我们读他们的故事，
and it's not very easy.
不容易读。
Yeah, I when we think about Abraham,
当我想到亚伯拉罕。
you know, when the Lord called him, from 75 years old to 85 years old, let's look at the story of Abraham.
那我们看亚伯拉罕的故事，他75到85岁的时候，
Yeah, when he was 75 years old, he entered Canaan.
75岁他进迦南。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's not very easy. It's totally a foreign country.
这个弟兄姐妹，你知道不容易的，去一个外国，
There's no brothers, no sisters.
那边没有弟兄姐妹，
You know, they went.
但是他们还是去了。
So the first thing he did, because he, you know, he went south.
第一件事，他们往南去。
And remember, he is not just himself.
他不仅是他自己一个人，
There's he and his wife,
他和他妻子，
and his nephew,
他的侄子，
and quite a few servants with him.
还有几个仆人和他们一起。
So suddenly there's a famine.
突然有饥荒。
He decided to go down to Egypt.
那么决定去埃及。
And while at Egypt,
在埃及的时候,
he did something really horrible.
做一件非常不好的事情。
You know, he was so afraid.
很害怕。
Because Sarah was very good looking.
萨拉长得很好看。
So he was afraid that if the Egyptians wants to take over Sarah, then they will kill him.
他就担心这个埃及人就把萨拉抢走，然后把他杀掉。
He told Sarah, you have to tell them you are my sister.
所以他就跟萨拉讲说，你要跟埃及人说你是我的妹妹。
So the Egyptians took Sarah into the Pharaoh's palace.
所以埃及人就把萨拉带到法老的宫里。
At that night, the Lord Jehovah appeared to Pharaoh.
那天这个神就向法老显现。
You don't do stupid things.
Okay?
Sarah is a husband.
你什么蠢事你都别做，这个萨拉是人家的妻子。
You have to return Sarah to her husband.
你最好把她还给她丈夫。
Thank the Lord that the Pharaoh did that.
感谢主，这个法老他是这么遵从了。
So Abraham brought his wife and all his servants going back to his homeland.
那所以这个亚伯拉罕就带着他家人还有仆人回到。
First thing he did, he came to this place called Bethel.
那他回到第一个地方，他去的地方是伯特利。
That's the place where he actually built an altar to call out the name of the Lord.
他在那个地方建坛求告主的名。
So the first thing he went over there.
这是他第一件事情。
To call out the name of the Lord.
求告主的名。
You know, the Bible didn't say what he said.
圣经没说他说了什么。
But I really believe he's telling the Lord, Lord, I'm really sorry.
但是我相信他真是在神面前说，主啊，我真是很对不起你。
I did such a wrong thing.
我做错了。
I actually sinned.
我真是犯罪了。
So I thank the Lord. The first thing he did when he come back to Canaan, he repented to the Lord.
所以他从回到迦南第一件事情，他在神面前悔改。
And then thank the Lord. Brothers and sisters, repentance is really important.
所以弟兄姐妹悔改是很重要的。
If he did not repent to the Lord,
如果他没有在神面前悔改,
he really didn't come back to the Lord.
那他真是没有回到神的面前。
But he repented.
但他悔改了。
So between him and the Lord, there's no separation.
所以在神和他之间没有任何的间隔。
So immediately after that, he and the Lot went north.
所以这件事情之后，他和罗德就往北去。
And they both have a lot of servants and livestock.
他们有每个人都自己的仆人，有很多的羊群、羊牛群。
So they started to fight.
所以他们仆人开始彼此的吵架。
So Abraham told a Lot, you know, between you and me, we shouldn't fight.
所以他亚伯拉罕就对罗德说：“你和我，我们不能在一起。”
Look at the land.
你看四周围的土地。
If you want to go left, I'll go right.
你去左，我就去右。
You know, if we want to go this direction, I'll go the other direction.
你去那个方向，我就向相反的方向去。
Now Lot saw over there is fertile land.
所以当罗德往那边看，那边是一片肥沃的土地。
And then also there's a city.
那边有个城。
So Lot says, I want to go there.
他说我要去那里。
Now Abraham said, if you go there, I'll go the other direction.
他说亚伯拉罕说你要去那里，那我就往相反的方向去了。
After they separate.
他们分开以后,
now the Lord immediately told Abraham,
神马上对亚伯拉罕说,
you know, look in front.
你要往前看,
you know, this whole land, if you go through the land, all this land is yours.
你如果走遍这全地，这些地都是你的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
the first thing, I mean, the Lord really lifted Abraham to a higher goal when he repented.
当亚伯拉罕悔改的时候，他真是把他亚伯拉罕放到一个更高之处。But
here the Lord lift Abraham to an even higher ground.
那这里他把亚伯拉罕放到甚至更高之处。That
is, don't go to the world. Don't go with the world. Go with God.
也就是说，不要去世界，不要随从世界，你要跟随神。Separate
from the world.
与世界要分离。Thank
the Lord, Abraham exactly did that.
感谢主，这就是亚伯拉罕所做的。So
this is the second higher ground that the Lord has led him.
也就这是神把他引到第二个更高之处。
Now after that,
之后,
there's a local There's some local kings who were fighting.
当地有些的一些王在互相打仗。
And the lot was taken captive.
然后罗德被抓住了。
Now Abraham brought his own servants to actually fight with the local kings
那亚伯拉罕带着他的仆人与当地一些的王打仗，
and deliver Lot from them.
把罗德从他们手里边救出来。
So it was scary
很可怕的一件事情。
because Abraham over there was just a foreigner.
那亚伯拉罕在那边，当地只是一个外国人。
Now he is an enemy of the local kings.
那他现在就成了当地那些王的敌人。
But thank the Lord, he got the victory.
感谢主，他得胜了，
And he took Lot back.
他把罗德带回来。
When he was so feared, so afraid,
当他很害怕的时候，
now he saw a high priest.
他看到一个大祭司，
Yeah, by the name of Melchizedek.
名字叫麦基喜德。
Melchizedek told him,
麦基喜德对他说，
He said, Abraham, do you know who make you, who give you victory?
对他说，亚伯拉罕，你知道谁使你得胜吗？
It's the Most High God that gave you the victory.
是至高的神给你得胜的。
Thank the Lord, Abraham listened to that.
感谢主，亚伯拉罕听进去了。
So when the local king told him, Hey, look, you can get all the money, just give the people back to me.
那他就对那些地方的王对他说，你这些人你都拿，你都可以拿这个拿走，然后我们都拿回去，然后这东西你都可以留下来。
No, Abraham said, I don't want any of your money.
但是亚伯拉罕说：“你的什么东西我都不要，
I don't want any thread of sandal from you.
就是鞋上的一根线我都不要，
Because it is the Most High God that gave me the victory.
因为乃是至高的神给我得胜。
So, dear brothers and
”
sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this is the third higher ground that he came to.
这是第三个更高之
So,
处。
the Lord led him to the third higher ground.
神带他到第三个更高
That
之
he
处。
knows now the victory comes from the Lord.
那他现在知道。得胜是出乎神的。
Now, after that,
之后，
because he's actually quite afraid,
他还是心里面很害怕。
the Lord appeared to him.
神向他显现。
He said, Abraham, I will be your shield.
亚伯拉罕，我要当你的盾牌，
And also, I will be your reward.
而且要必大大的赏赐你。
Now, Abraham said to the Lord, said, Lord, look,
但
I
是。
don't know how you're going to reward me. I have no son.
亚伯拉罕说：“主啊，我不知道你要怎么来赏赐我，我没有孩子。
I don't have a son that will inherit this good things that you're going to reward me.
我没有儿子能够来继承你要给我的赏赐。
Now, the Lord, it's understandable, brother and sister.
”他这么说也可以理解。
This is about 10 years from 75. This is 75 years old. Now he's about
所以，
85 years old.
这是从75岁到现在已经是基本85岁了。
He didn't see a chance of having a son.
他觉得不可能的事情，他能够生儿子。
So when the Lord says, I'm going to be your reward,
但是神说我要大大赏赐你。
Abraham was really puzzled.
亚伯拉罕就不明白。
And then that night, the Lord brought Abraham out of the tent.
然后那天晚上，神把亚伯拉罕从帐篷里边带出来。
So do you see the stars in heaven?
你没有看到天上的众星呢？
Can you count them?
你数得过来吗？
Thousands, millions and millions.
成千上万。
If you can count them,
你能够数得过来，
your seed, your descendant will be like that.
你的后裔就要如此，就像如此这么多。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is important. We should probably take a look.
弟兄姐妹，很重要的，我们应该来看一下
This is Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪第15章。
And let me see. Genesis 15. Okay. Verse 5.
创世纪第15章第5节。
Then he, meaning Lord Jehovah, brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendant.
第5节，神就是耶和华，于是领他走到外边说：“你向天观看， 数算众星，你数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is, I sometimes feel that if I were Abraham, there's no way I can believe that.
”有时候我觉得，如果我是亚伯拉罕，我信不过来的。
First of all, I don't have a son.
首先，我没儿子。
Second of all, there are millions and millions of stars.
第二，有几百上千万的这个星星在天上，
How is it possible?
怎么可能呢？
And then verse 6.
第六节，
And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this verse actually caused me to think very, very much.
那这一节就让我想很多很深。
You know, today we know that the visible stars are actually billions after billions.
那我们只是知道这个，我们肉眼可以看的星星大概有十几十
So
十几亿。
I don't believe that Abraham would look at the stars, that many stars, and say, "Hey, my descendants are so many, going to be so many." I don't think he can believe that.
我觉得这个不太可能说，这个亚伯拉罕看到天上那么多星星，他就相信我的儿子后裔会有这么多。
But the beautiful thing is here it says that he believed.
但是美丽的事情就是，他这边说他信了。
So when you really think about it, he's not believing the number of stars.
所以我们来看，他其实不是来相信天上星星的数字，
He's believing the one that tells him.
他是相信那位告诉他那一位。
And that's exactly what verse 6 says.
这是第六节所说的。
He believed in the Lord, and he counts it to him for righteousness.
那他信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I think this is important for us to realize there are a lot of things that may happen to us.
那我们要知道，有很多事情可能发生在我们身上。
And the Bible may say about us many things.
也许圣经也关乎我们说了很多的事情。
These things are hard to believe.
那这些事情信起来不容易的。
But the person that tells me is believable.
但是那一位跟我讲这些的那一位是可信的。
That's what happened to Abraham.
这是在亚伯拉罕身上发生的事情。
I think over the past 10 years,
过去10年，
he has gone through so many things.
他经历这么多的事情。
If he had not gone through these things,
如果他没有经历过这些，
if he had just failed one thing,
那如果他只是看到一些，
And I think at this point, he probably won't have that close relationship with God and to say, I believe it.
没有经历那些，我相信他不会对神有这么亲近的关系，就是他会来这样来相信神。
Just imagine if he hide his failure, in Egypt from the Lord.
就想象一下，如果他在埃及的失败，他在神面前隐藏，不对神来讲的话。
Or when he had to choose a place, he chose the fertile land and the city of Sodom.
那如果说他要选地的话，他选择那个肥沃的土地，索多玛所在的地方。
Or when he was fighting with the local king, and at the end he said, "Look how great I am."
或者说他与本地的王打仗，最后他说：“你看我自己多么厉害啊
Brother and sister, he didn't. All these things, he was following the Lord.
他没有那么做，通过这些，他都是一直在来跟随神。
All these things that God led him to a higher goal.
经历每一件事情，神带他走到更高之处，
So at this point, he's assured
所以
that God is right.
是在这个时候，他有这个确据，神是可信的。
So thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
And another thing, I think I thought about a story that has to do with Enoch.
那我就想到以诺的故事。
You know, Enoch walked with the Lord 300 years.
以诺与神同行300年。
Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书第11章第6节。
Enoch, before he was taken, he has assurance that he has pleased God.
第5节那边说被接起，因为 就是他被接去之前已经得到了神喜悦，他的明证。
And then immediately it says, whoever comes to the Lord has to believe he is.
就是人非有信就凡到神面前必须信有神。
Yeah, Chinese says that 必须信有神, but in reality it says 必须信神是。You must believe that God is.
这个英文原文的翻译就是必须信神是，
Yeah, you have to believe that God is God.
你必须相信神是神，
You have to believe that God is always right.
你必须相信神，他一直是对的，
You have to believe God is always faithful.
必须相信神一直是信实的，
This is what Abraham believed.
这是亚伯拉罕所信的。
You know, he couldn't believe the number of stars.
他可能相信不过来天上的众星。
But he believed the God that told him.
但是他信那位告诉他的那位神，
So this is Abraham's story.
这是亚伯拉罕的故事。
Another thing is this star thing tells us something actually much deeper.
但是讲到星星的话，它就是讲到一个更深的
So
事情。
although there are millions and millions of stars,
可能有上亿的星星。
and the God actually said that they are your seed.
神
，they
的。
They are your seeds. Yeah.
但是
Your seeds will be like that.
但是神对他说，你的后裔就必像这些星星这样。
In the Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews,
在希伯来书
about the seed,
这个后裔
is actually a singular word.
是个单数的。
So we're saying thousands of seed coming from that seed,
你说有
from one single seed.
有成千的后裔都会从那一个后裔出来。
Yes, every single star is from that seed, from a single seed.
每一个星都是从那一个后裔出来的。
Apostle Paul gave us that revelation.
保罗就给我们这样一个启示。
Now this is in, let me see. This is, Galatians chapter 3 verse 16.
就是在加拉太书第三章第十六节。
Now let's take a look at that.
加拉太书第三章第十六节。
So Apostle Paul was saying in the whole story of Abraham, that seed is singular.
保罗在那边一直说那个后裔是单数的。
Yeah. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16. Chapter 3 verse 16.
加拉太书第三章第十六节。
Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He does not say, and to seeds, S-E-E-D-S, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ.
第十六节那边说，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
So this is Apostle Paul's explanation of that seed.
这个就是使徒保罗对那个后嗣做的解释。
So all these stars in the heaven.
天上这么多的众星
，They all come from that seed，
都是从那一个后嗣来的。那一个后嗣。
And that's the thing that the Lord wants Abraham to believe。
那一个就是神要亚伯拉罕所信的。
You see these millions and millions of stars？
你看那些成百万的星了吗
？They all come from one seed，
都是从一个后嗣出来的。
This is what the Apostle Paul's interpretation of it。
这是保罗的解释。
So, brothers and sisters, it's truly wonderful.
所以非常奇妙的事情。
These are not just scattered stars.
这不仅是散落在天上的众星。
That night that the Lord showed Abraham is not just any star.
那天晚上神向亚伯拉罕显现不是就随便的一个星。
But millions and millions stars out of that sea.
众星都是从那一个后嗣出来。
And then that is what Abraham believed.
这个就是亚伯拉罕所信的。
I think he may not be able to believe it just right at that moment.
他可能那一刻不能那样的相信。
But when time went on, the more he thinks about it, the more that is true.
但是时间过去，他越想，他越觉得这是真实的。
Now, so, brothers and sisters, it's truly wonderful
所以弟兄姐妹，非常奇妙的事
that you
情。
and I can make a choice.
你和我都可以做一个选择。
Remember, the Lord Jesus, the Bible really encourages us to actually be conformed to His image.
圣经鼓励我们要磨成他的形象。
But to be conformed to the image takes our willingness to do.
但是要磨成他的形象，需要我们来愿意。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章说的
you know, if we are not willing to be led by the Holy Spirit,
如果我们不要让圣灵来带领我们
to be his sons,
来做他的众子
to actually suffer with Christ,
都一起与基督来受苦
and then there's no way that we can be conformed to his image.
那我们就不可能来磨成他的形象。
But if we are willing,
那如果我们愿意
then we gradually will be conformed to his image.
我们就慢慢被磨成他的形象。
That is our choice.
这是我们的选择。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
那么亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，You and I can choose to follow the Lord to be conformed to His image.
我们可以来选择来跟随主，来被磨成他的形，成为
Or
他的形象。
Or we can choose to forget about that and just busy with the world.
或者说，我们选择就忘掉这些，我们就在世界里边去繁忙。
If we choose to go with the world like Lot,
如果
if we
像
don't want to go with the Lord.
如果我们像罗德选择世界，不跟随神的话。
There's no chance that you and I can be conformed to the image of Christ.
那我们不可能就被磨成神儿子的形象。
Then next time when Abraham look up to the stars,
那下一次亚伯拉罕仰慕观天的时候
，He will not see me. He will not see you.
他不会看到你我。
However, you know, if we really seriously follow the Lord,
但是如果我们真是来跟随主
the next time Abraham lift his head,
亚伯拉罕下一次他抬头观天的时
he will see you.
他看到你
He will see me.
他要看我。
This is something that day Abraham believed.
这就是那一天亚伯拉罕所信的。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Now, so this is when he was 85 years old.
这个是他85岁时候发生的事情。
Now, I want to tell you some story about 七点钟啊，四点钟。Some story when he was from When he was 100 years old to 120.
那我在讲从他从100岁到120岁所发生的事情。
Yeah. When he was 100 years old,
他100岁的时候
the Lord says, I want Sarah to give you a son.
神对他说，我要让萨拉给你生个儿子。
Yeah. You have to give him a name by Isaac.
你必须要给他起名叫以撒。
And my covenant will be with him.
我要与以撒立约。
You already have a son by the name of Ishmael.
你已经有个儿子，他叫以实玛利。
I will take good care of him. Don't worry about him.
你别担心，我会照顾他的。
But my covenant is only with Isaac.
但是我要所立的约只是与以撒立的。
This time, at this moment, Isaac was not born yet.
那个时候以撒还没有出生。
But the Lord says, my covenant will be with Isaac.
但是神说，我要与以撒立约。
Dear brothers and sisters, the covenant has nothing to do with the land.
所以那个立的约，这个约和土地是没有任何关系。
The covenant has nothing to do with property.
这个约和任何财产没有关系。
The covenant has to do with spiritual things.
这个约是一个属灵的事情。
God says, my covenant is only with Isaac.
我要立的约只是与以撒立的。
You know, thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, when time went on.
时间过去
,20 years later,
20年以后
,Isaac grew,
以撒长大了
,it's about 20 years,
大概是20年
,and the Lord said, hey Abraham, you know, this is your beloved son.
那个时候神对亚伯拉罕说，这个是你的爱子。
Now, I want you to offer to me as a burnt offering.
那我要让你献他给我当作燔祭。
And this was extremely hard, difficult for Abraham.
这个太难了，对亚伯拉罕来说。
You know, he had Ishmael, and the Lord says, that's not it. And the Lord gave him, and gave his wife, he gave his wife the resurrection power so that this Isaac can be born.
那个时候他以实玛利神说，这个不是他，他就给他的妻子萨拉有这个复活的能力，生了以撒。
And Abraham loved the kid.
然后亚伯拉罕就爱这个儿子，
And God loved the kid.
神也爱这个孩子。
And with him, I gave my covenant.
与他我要立约。
But the Lord now tells Abraham that you offer him as a burnt offering to me.
那这个时候，神却对他说：“你要把它献给我，成为一个燔祭。
So hard for Abraham.
太难了。
Yeah, remember Abraham all along, God has promised to him.
所以过去一直神对他做这个应许。
And remember, many, many years ago, the God of glory appeared to him.
你说很多年以前，荣耀的神向他显现，
And come out of this country.
从这个地本地要离
Go
开。
to a place I'm going to give you.
你要去，我要
You
指示你的
know,
地
my
方去。
promise is with you.
我的应许是给你
And
的，
the inheritance is yours.
产业是你的。
So with all that,
有这些以后。
now if Isaac is offered as a burnt offering,
那如果以撒被献作当了燔祭了，
all these things will evaporate.
那这些都像浮云一样都会消散了。
I thank the Lord, the Bible's record, Abraham didn't say anything.
真是感谢主，圣经里边没有记载，他没有说任何的事情。
Abraham didn't say anything.
亚伯拉罕他什么都没有说，
He brought his son
他带着他的儿子
and then to the Mount Moriah.
到了摩利亚山。
You know, walked 3 days.
他们走了3天的时间，
Abraham didn't say anything.
亚伯拉罕什么都没有说。
And while when they come to near the mountain, the
他们
third day,
第三天，他们进了那个山。
and the kid said,
孩子小，那个童子问
He said, My father,
我父啊，
the wood is here.
烧火的木有了，
The fire is here.
这个点火的也有了，
火。
火也有了。
Yeah. Now, where is the lamb for the offering, for the burnt offering?
但是献燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Now, Abraham said, My son,
亚伯拉罕说：“我的儿子啊，
God will prepare the burnt offering.
神会预备献燔祭的羊羔。
Now, didn't say anything else.
他没有说任何其他的。
So he brought the kid
他带
to
着
the
他的儿
mountain,
子到上山，
you know, bound him,
捆住他。
and when he was just about to kill,
他要举手要杀
a
他的时
voice
候，
from heaven says, Stop, Abraham.
声音从天上说。亚伯拉罕，你要住手！
I know that you are obedient to me.
现在我知道你是对我是顺从的。
So the Lord then gave Isaac back to Abraham.
神就把亚伯拉罕把以撒还给他了。
Now Abraham turned around.
亚伯拉罕转身，
Now in the thicket there was a ram.
在那个稠密的小树丛中有个公
Took the
羊，
ram,
他把公羊拿出来
kill it,
杀掉，
burn offering.
成为一个燔祭。
Brothers and sisters, it's extremely, extremely hard for him.
对他真是非常非常的难的事
You
情。
know, if I were Abraham, I don't know what I would do.
我如果我是亚伯拉罕，我不知道我能做什么。
But the wonder is that Abraham didn't say a thing.
但是奇妙的是，亚伯拉罕他什么都没有
For
说，
3 days, he didn't say a thing.
3天没有说什么。
He was thinking, brothers and sisters.
弟兄，他在
You
想，
know, he believed that God must have a purpose.
神一定有他的旨意，
That God must have a meaning.
神一定有他的意义。
You know, he has been with me so many years.
他与我同这么多
He
年，
led me to this point.
他带我到这一步。
You know, he did this. He must have a meaning.
他这么做肯定有他的
He
意义，
must have a purpose.
他一定有他的旨意。
Of course, brothers and sisters.
当然，弟兄姐妹们，
You know, this burn offering.
这个燔祭，
You know, the God has prepared for a burn offering. This is what Abraham said to
神
his son.
预备了燔祭，亚伯拉罕对他儿子这么说，
You know, that of course means some replacement will be there.
就是对他说，一个替代的一定会在那里。
Brothers and sisters, you know, to us, that's something that we can never forget.
弟兄姐妹，这是一件事，我们永远不能忘记的事情。
Every Sunday, we break bread, remember the Lord.
每个主日，我们一起来擘饼纪念主。
He is our replacement.
他是我们的代替。
You know, he has taken all our sins and transgressions.
他把我们一切的罪孽和过犯。
He is the burnt offering.
他成为我们的燔祭，
But we will never forget that.
我们永远不会忘记。
Now, Abraham would never forget that.
亚伯拉罕永远不会忘记，
And Isaac would never forget that.
以撒也永远不会忘记。
This is of course true.
这是一个真实的事。
But I think there's something deeper.
但是我觉得有一个更深的意义。
God has a purpose of doing this thing.
神这么做有他的旨意。
That Abraham's curious to know about this.
那是亚伯拉罕就很好奇。
Now the Bible tells us that Abraham knew that God will resurrect Isaac.
圣经说亚伯拉罕知道神会使以撒复活。这是希伯来书说的。
But it's even more so.
但是更是如此。
You know, after all, the Lord told Abraham.
最后神对亚伯拉罕说，
You know, all the nations in the world would be blessed by your seed.
地上列国都要因你的后裔得福。
Dear brothers and sisters, again, that's singular.
那是单数的。
This is the Apostle Paul kept emphasizing. The seed is singular.
这使徒保罗所
All the nations in the world
所重点的就是是单数的，列国都是
will be blessed
列国都要因他得福
by Isaac's seed
是靠着以撒的后嗣。
That's really deep, brothers and sisters.
这个就是非常深奥的一件事。
you know, We are so familiar with the story, we think that you know this is like nothing.
我们太熟悉了，觉得好像都没什么了。
But just think about Abraham.
但是我们想想亚伯拉罕
you know, all through 3 days,
三天的时候
yeah, he think God must have a purpose.
他一直在想神一定有他的旨意。
I believe finally when God gave him back Isaac,
我相信神把以撒还给他
and told him about this single seed,
而且告诉他他 那一个后裔的时候
told him that all the nations in the world will be blessed by this seed.
也告诉地上列国都要因那一个后嗣得福。
Abraham understand.
亚伯拉罕就明白了。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
You know, another thing about this.
另外一点。
I believe when God asked Abraham to offer Isaac.
当神要让亚伯拉罕来献他的儿子的时候。
Abraham in effect offered himself.
亚伯拉罕其实是把他自己献上。
He loved his son so much.
他真是爱他的儿子。
No, none of us will be willing to offer our son.
我们没有一个人愿意把自己的儿子献上。
So, I believe Abraham offered himself.
我相信神亚伯拉罕首先把自己献上。
I thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Now, Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章
chapter verses 1 and 2
第一到第二节
I beseech you brothers
我以神的慈悲劝你们弟兄们
by the mercies of God to offer your bodies a living sacrifice
将身体献上当作活祭
yeah it is a reasonable service
如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
yeah and also be transformedin your mind.
你的心意要更新而变化。
And to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
那叫你们查验何为神所善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now, this is, I don't know if this is how, Apostle Paul interpret that matter. But here, Apostle Paul says, offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
我不知道，保罗怎么解释，但是他这边说你要当身体献上献上当作活祭。
I believe that's exactly what Abraham did.
那我相信这是亚伯拉罕所做的。
Not only did he offer his son,
他不仅献上他儿子，
he offered himself too.
他也把他自己献上。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
remember, Abraham all along he was thinking why God is doing this thing.
亚伯拉罕他一直在想神为什么要做这件事情。
He believed God must have a purpose to ask him to offer.
相信神神让他这么做他一定有他的旨意。
Romans 12 says this.
罗马书第十二章这么说。
Romans 12, the verse that we read.
罗马书十二章我们刚才读的。
It says, we offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
And then there is a result of that.
这么做有个结果。
The result is our mind will be transformed.
我们的心意就要会更新而变化。
We no longer just think about ourselves.
我们就不再只想关乎我们自己的事情。
We no longer will be just thinking about our benefit.
我们不仅只是关乎想到我们自己的利益。
Our mind will be transformed.
我们的心思要被更新。
And then we will the big change will happen.
一个很大的变化会发生。
Now this change is our attitude about God's will.
我们对神旨意的态度就会有转变。
Yeah, and the Roman 12 here, it says, so let me just read it. It says that you may prove what is the good and the pleasing and the perfect will of God.
那边说只要叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
If we refuse to offer ourselves a living sacrifice,
如果我们拒绝把我们身体献上当做，
then you cannot prove this thing.
你就不能够查验这些事情。
But if we offer our bodies a living sacrifice,
当我们把身体献上当做活祭，
then you can prove one thing.
你就可以来查验这件事情。
What do you prove?
查验这件事情。
The proof is that God's will is acceptable, is a good and pleasing.And the perfect.
就是说神的旨意就是是善良、纯全和喜悦的。
Dear brothers and sisters, of course we know that God will think about his own will to be good and pleasant and perfect.
我们想到神的旨意，当然说他的旨意是善良、纯全和喜悦。
But what about you and me?
但是你和我呢？
Do you and I feel that God's will is good and pleasing and perfect?
你我有没有感觉神的旨意是善良、纯全和喜悦的呢？
So here the Lord says that the word says that if we offer ourselves a living sacrifice.
那神的话就说，如果你把身体献上当作活祭，
and then our mind will be transformed.
我们的心思就要更新而变化。
And our attitude toward God's will is different.
我们对神的旨意的态度就会改变。
Now we will consider it to be good.
我们就会认为是善良的。
You will consider it to be pleasing.
可喜悦的。
Pleasing not only to God, but pleasing to me.
不仅是对神是可喜悦，对我们自己也是可喜悦的。
God's will is wonderful.
是美好。
God's will is good to me.
它是对我是善良、纯良的。
It's precious, it's good.
是宝贵的，是好的。
So, brothers and sisters, this is what Apostle Paul tells us.
这个就是使徒保罗对我们所说的。
But I believe this is also what has happened to Abraham.
那这我也相信这是在亚伯拉罕身上所发生的。
After that,
之后，
after he offered Isaac and God returned Isaac to him,
他献亚瑟，然后神把亚瑟 还给他之后，
God's will for him is always good and pleasing and perfect.
神的旨意对亚伯拉罕一直是可喜悦、善良而且纯全的。
So this is when Isaac was about 20 years old.
这个时候以撒大概是20岁。
When Isaac was about 40 years old.
当以撒他当40岁的时候。
It's about the time his dad has to find him a wife.
那个时候他父亲要给他找个妻子。
So, Abraham asked an old servant to go to the home country to get Isaac a wife.
亚伯拉罕对他一个老仆人要他说去他的本族找一个女子成为他的妻子。
That old servant is very wise.
那个老仆人很有智慧。
What if I find a good girl?
你要找一个好女孩。
She's not willing to come here.
那如果她要不愿意来呢？
Should I bring Isaac there?
我要不要把以撒带到那边去呢？
Abraham said, No, you cannot do that.
亚伯拉罕说，绝对不可。
You have to swear you don't do that.
你要向我起誓你不可这么做。
Because God's covenant is with Isaac.
因为神的约乃是与以撒立的。
And God's covenant is in this land.
神的约乃是在这块地上的。
Isaac can never leave Canaan.
以撒永远不能离开迦南地。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们，
that I believe is the last record in Genesis about Abraham's word to God concerning his own life.
这个应该就是在圣经里边记录亚伯拉罕在神面前的最后的一段的记载。
Isaac can never leave Canaan.
以撒不能离开迦南地。
Because God's covenant is with him.
因为神的约乃是与他立的。
And God's covenant in this land is in this land.
神的约乃是在这块地上的。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Yeah. So, Okay, I want to just share with you. I'm going to tell you something about Jacob.
那我们再讲讲雅各。
Now, I probably just mentioned two things because we don't have much time.
因为时间我们就讲两点。
You know, Jacob, did something tricky to his brother.
那这个雅各他跟他哥哥他欺骗了他。
Yeah, so as a result of that, he has to leave his homeland.
那结果呢，他就离开他的本家。
His mom arranged with his uncle for, didn't arrange with the uncle because they don't have cell phone. So the mom just sent him to the uncle.
那个时候，他妈妈就安排他去到他到他他舅舅那里去。
Yeah, so Jacob left home.
雅各就离开家。
And that night when he left home on his way to his uncle's house.
那一晚，他离家，夜晚在那个路上。
By the way, from their home to his uncle's home is actually far away.
从他本家到他舅舅家，其实非常远。
It's probably farther from if you walk from here to San Francisco and north of San Francisco is about that much.
这个距离就是从洛杉矶走路一直到旧金山，走到旧金山的北边，这么长的
That's
距离，
almost 400 miles.
超过400英里。
And he doesn't have a car.
他没车，
He has to walk.
他必须走。
So the first night,
第一个晚
think the
上，
first night,
第一
he
次，
came to this place.
他来到这个地方，
You know, he just left home.
他刚离开家，
And he was so tired,
他很累，
he fell asleep.
他睡着
And
了。
that night, he had a dream.
那天晚上，他做了个梦。
A dream of a ladder that goes to heaven.
他梦到一个梯子连到天上，
And there's an angel of the Lord coming down and up.
那神的天使在这梯子上上去下
And
来，
on top of the ladder, the Lord is there.
在梯子的顶端，神在那里。
And the Lord told him
神对他说
that you know, I will take care of you.
：“我要来照顾你，
I will bless you.
我要来祝福你。”
You know, I will take care of you. I give you things to eat, things to wear,
我要供应你，你吃的，你穿的，
and keep you safe.
也保护你。
And finally, I'm going to bring you back.
那最后，我还会把你带回来。
So, Jacob woke up. He was so scared.
雅各醒了，很害怕。
You know, two things.
两件事情。
One thing is he said, this place is a gate of heaven, house of God.
他说：“这个地方是天的门，是神的殿。”
Yeah. And the other thing, he said, Lord, if you really did, you know, protect me, then when I come back, I'll give you a tenth of my salary.
对神说：“主，神啊，你如果真要来保护我，你把我带回来，我就把我工资
You
的十分之一给你。
know, Jacob was always a bargainer.
”这个雅各他一直就是一个谈买卖的人，
Yeah, he never lose. He always wants to gain.
他是永远不愿意去赔什么东西，他一直想赚到。
But the thing is this, two things. One, this is the gate of heaven and house of God.
他就是说，这是天的门，也是神的家。
And then, brothers and sisters, the story we read about Abraham, about Isaac, and about Jacob.
我们读到亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的故事，
It has never mentioned this thing called the house of
从来就没有提到这个词"神的殿"或者"神的
God.
家
Right? It's never mentioned something like
”，从来都没有提到过。
that. In Abraham's story,
亚伯拉罕的故事里边，
the Lord actually show him something bigger than just than themselves.
神给他启示那个超过比他自己更大的东西。
It's millions and millions of stars in the sky.
成千上万的星，
Yep, and then in the Jacob story,
在雅各的故事的里
the
边，
minute he left home,
他离开家的那一刻，
God gave him the concept of a house of God.
神给他这么一个意念，就是说神的殿。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, you see what's in the mind of the Lord?
所以在神的意念的里边，
In Abraham's case, millions and millions of stars.
对亚伯拉罕是成千上万的星。
And now in Caleb's case,
Jacob，
Jacob's case is the house of God, gate of heaven, house of God.
但在雅各的身上呢，是神的殿。
The other thing, I think he would never understand until later.
那另外一件就是，他知道到后来他才明
He's saying,
白的。
I'm going to bring you back.
我要把你带回来。
So, brothers,
弟
this
兄姐妹
word,
们，
I'm going to bring you back.
我要把你带回来。
And Jacob will hear it and hear it again.
他就一次再次的听到这样的话。
Indeed, finally, the Lord bring him back
神真是
to
最后
Bethel.
把他带回到伯特利来。
So Bethel means a lot in God's heart.
所以伯特利在神心里面很重的。
The house of God means a lot in God's heart.
神的殿，神的家，在神心里面是很重的
There's
一件
no
事情。
way Jacob could immediately understand that.
雅各不可能马上明白。
But that's something that God is going to put into Jacob's heart and mind and life and experience throughout his life.
那这个就是神要把放在雅各他心里边、意念里边、他一生的生活的里边，
House of God.
神的家。
Come back to Bethel.
你要回到伯特利。
So anyway, that night when it's over, he went to his uncle's house.
那夜之后，他去了他舅舅家。
He was there 20 years.
他在那边待了20年。
His uncle was like him, very smart.
舅舅跟他一样很聪明。
The uncle took advantage of him all the time.
他一直在那边来，也是来欺诈他。
And he actually took advantage of his uncle all the time.
那同时呢，他也是那边来榨取
That's the
他舅
story
舅。
of 20 years.
那这样就他们这么过了
But
二十年，
within 20 years,
二十年，
he got two wives
他娶了两个妻子，
and two concubines
两个妾，
and 11 boys,
11个男孩
11
子，
kids,
11
not
个孩
boys
子。
anymore. Yeah, and one girl.
然后一个女儿，
And countless of livestock.
然后有数不过来的家产。
But with all these things, his he lives there, his heart was so empty. It felt so empty.
但是他心里边觉得非常的空虚。
And the voice from heaven told him,
天上来的声音对他说
said, Jacob, go back to Bethel.
：“雅各，回到你要回到伯特利去。”
So Jacob told his wife and his whole family, we're going to go back to Bethel.
然后雅各对他全家说：“我们要回到伯特利去。
So they left, they left the uncle, they ran away, and so on. And then he has to cross the river to the other side.
”那他们就带着全家离家出走，但是他们要过一条河，
All the family,
全家人，
all the livestock.
他们所有的牲畜。
Now, when he was crossing the river, he realized one thing.
打过河的时候，突然想起一件事情。
Somebody told him, your brother is on the other side of the river.
有人跟他讲说：“你哥哥在河的另外一边。
He has 400 people waiting for you.
他带了400人在那边等你
Jacob was so scared.
雅各真是很害怕。
But he was again so smart.
那他很聪明
But the long and short is he sent his family across the river.
啊。那他所做就是他把他家人先让他们过河。
Yeah, and then finally that night at this ford is at the river called Ford Jabbok.
最后，他是在那个他自己一个人在雅伯渡口，
And he was there at night.
晚上，
A man came to wrestle with him.
一个人来他与和他摔跤。
Now, Jacob realized this is different.
雅各就觉得这个不一样。
So they wrestled from night until dawn, until morning.
那他们摔跤从晚上一直摔到天亮。
And our Bible says that Jacob kind of won.
圣经说这个雅各他好像赢了，
But in fact, it's not really, he didn't win.
但是其实他没有赢。
It's just man, that's just man, just that, that the man actually wished that Jacob could humble himself.
其实那个人一直盼望雅各能够谦卑下来。
But Jacob, he never lose.
但是雅各他从来不认
He
输，
never yield.
他从来不认输。
So he just refused to admit that he is weaker.
他就拒绝承认他是那个软弱的比较弱的那一个。
Finally, he gave that place a name called 那个 Peniel.
所以那个地方后来就被称作
The meaning of Peniel,
基努伊勒，基
I
努伊
met
勒。
God and my life is spared.
那个意思就是说，在那个地方，我的命被保住
So
了。
Jacob knew that it's not that he was winning. He was not really winning. It's the other one didn't let him lose.
所以那个雅各他知道他没有赢，就是只是另外一个没有让他输而已。
So halfway while they were wrestling,
所以他们摔到一半的时候，
and that man touched the hollow of his thigh.
他在他的大腿窝那里摸了一把，
And he crippled.
他就瘸掉了。
But he didn't say anything.
那他什么都没说。
And he just grabbed that, and then it's daybreak.
那个时候天亮了，
And that man says, I have to leave.
我那个人说我要走了。
And Jacob says, No, you cannot leave me.
雅各说你不能走。
You have to bless me, otherwise I don't let you leave.
你若不给我祝福，我就不容你走。
Now the Bible, other place said,
圣经其他的地方说，
That he was actually crying.
他在那边，其实在那边在哭
And
泣。
he's telling that person, Don't leave me.
他那边哭泣，恳求不要离开我。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
remember, he was so empty in his life.
我们记得他一生，他心里边非常的空虚。
All these years,
这么多年，
especially recent years,
尤其是最近的那些年，
everything is so empty, so meaningless.
一切都是这么空虚，没有意义。
Yeah, he was able to win.
他赢了，
Win and win again.
又赢了又赢，
But the whole thing is empty.
但是都是空虚。
You know, he wants God.
他要神，
So he grabbed hold of God.
所以他抓住神，
You cannot let you go.
我不容你走。
You know, if you leave me,
你要离开我的话，
then my life is continue to be empty.
我一生就继续空虚下去了。
The whole 20 years was horrible.
我过去20年非常的不好。
If you leave me, my future will also be horrible.
你如果离开我，我将来也一样的不好。
So you cannot leave me.
所以他说：“你不能离开我。
So this is what he was telling that man.
所以这个就是他对那个人说的。
So then that man told him
那个人对他说。
What's your name?
你叫什么名字啊
His name, he said, My name is Jacob.
你说我名字叫雅各。
So your name is no longer called Jacob.
那你的名字以后不再叫做雅
You
各。
shall call, what you called, Israel.
你的名字要叫以色列。
Brothers and sisters, what does Israel mean?
以色列什么意思啊
Israel, the word, means the prince with God.
以色列这个词的意思是神的王子。
Yeah. This thing is totally foreign to Jacob.
那这件事情，雅各从来没有听过的，
He never thought about this.
也完全没有想过。
What does Israel mean?
以色列什么意思？
What does the prince with God mean?
神的王子是什么意
Prince
思？
with God means that you are now my representative.
神的王子的意思就是说，你现在就是我的代表。
You have to take care of my inheritance to you, to anybody.
那现在你要来负责我给你的产业。
Yeah, so the duty of a responsibility is given to him.
那一个责任就这样给他了。
Yeah, he never thought about this.
他从来没有想过的。
Yeah, but this is what's in God's heart.
那这个是在神的心里边。
Jacob, you will represent me.
雅各，你现在代表我。
Jacob, you will take care of my inheritance.
雅各，你要对我的产业负责。
So these three things.
所以这三件事情。
First, he's crippled.
首先，他瘸腿了。
Second, God, you cannot leave me.
第二件，神，你不能离开我。
And the third name is Israel.
第三点，他的名字改成以色列。
Sisters, it's very funny. If you read the Bible, there's nowhere else, Jacob mentioned about his cripple. Never.
圣经里面没有其他的地方讲到雅各瘸腿。
Cripple is not easy.
一个瘸子不容易。
Now, first of all, you have to bring a cane or something in the future when you walk.
因为以后你走路，你给带着一个拐杖。
Second is you're painful.
第二点很疼，
But the wonder is he never mentioned it in the Bible.
但奇妙的是他从来没有提到过这些事情。
The Bible never mentioned
圣经从来没有提到这些事情。
it. To Jacob at that moment and to Jacob later is not a big deal.
对雅各那一刻，然后之后，这件事情不是事，
The big deal
不是
is
什么大事
God,
情。
you cannot leave me.
重要的是你不能离开我。
Dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes I think ourselves.
我常常我们想到自己。
Have we come to a point Well, we are so desperate.
我们来到一个地步，非常的急迫。
And we'll say, Lord, you cannot leave me.
我们对主呼求说：“主啊，你不能离开我。”
I think, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐
we
妹
ought
们，
to be desperate.
主，我们真是要到这么一个急迫的地步来。
Tell the Lord, Lord, you cannot leave me.
跟神说：“神啊，你不能离开我。”
Yeah, and then it's Israel thing.
这个就是以色列。
You know, I'm totally unqualified. I never even heard of this thing, but Lord, you know, lead me on so that I can be truly an Israel.
我从来没有听说以色列神王子的事情，但是你现在给我这件事情，你就带领我成为你的王子，成为你的百姓。
So you know, right after that, he crossed the river.
那信之后，他过了河。
The Bible says he crossed the river.
圣经说他过了河。
And the sun rises.
太阳就升起来。
And he was crippling.
他瘸腿了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
this is very picturesque.
非常的有图画性非常强的一
He crossed
幕，
the river. All the things in the back is in the back.
他过了河，一切的东西都在河的另外一边。
And when he crossed the river, the sun rises.
他过了河，太阳起来，升起来，
Heaven opens.
这是一个新的
And then here's the third thing.
第三件事情。
Now he now is Israel.
他现在是以色列。
Now he in the past never thought about the house of God that much.
啊，过去从来没有想到神的家。
Now he has to think about house of God.
那他现在又开始思想神的家。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
The long and short is after that he went back and made, you know, with some. From that point on, Jacob wasn't that smart anymore.
啊，就是简单的说，从那以后，雅各就不再那么聪明了。
Yeah, he wasn't that shrewd anymore.
他不再那么这个机敏。
But from that point on,
从那以后，
he became a blessing to everybody around him.
他成为他周围的人的一个祝福。
Yeah, and then the Lord called him back to Bethel.
然后神呼召他回到伯特利。
He went back to Bethel.
那再回到伯特利。
Finally, you know, he had to go down to Egypt.
那他最后还是要回去了，
Now,
去了埃及。
this is the story. He had to go down to Egypt.
他必须要去埃及。
But then when he over there, his son Joseph was there.
他去了埃及，发现他儿子约瑟在那边。
You know, this Joseph thing is, Joseph was sold by his brothers to finally to Egypt when he was 17.
约瑟是17岁的时候，他哥哥们把他卖到了埃及。
And then 20 years later,
20年以后,
when he was the prime minister of Egypt,
他是埃及的大臣,
the famine is all over the world.
这个饥荒在遍地。
Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to get food.
然后雅各差遣他儿子去埃及去买粮。
Now when his when they went to Egypt, they met Joseph. They didn't know who he was.
他们到了埃及，见到约瑟，不知道他是谁。
But Joseph knew who they are.
但是约瑟知道他们是谁。
And that story, if you read that story from a couple of chapters, is so moving.
我们读那两章非常的动人。
On one hand, Joseph was reminded of all the suffering he had to go through.
一方面，约瑟被提醒他经过那么多的苦难。
And God was with him.
神与他同在。
And on the other hand, he saw that his brothers were in such a pitiful condition.
另外一面，他看到他的哥哥们是这么如此的不堪。
So the long and short is finally they knew they opened up.
那最后他们彼此都敞开认识了。
Not only that, and Joseph get his dad get his brother to bring his dad over.
然后最后约瑟也使他的兄弟们把他父亲带
to
回来，
avoid a famine.
来避开饥荒。
So finally, this family settled in Egypt.
那最后，全家都定居在埃及。
But Joseph is another wonderful story of this family. You know, I'll just give you a quickie about one of the most important things he did. You know, when he was sold to Egypt, his dad didn't know. His dad thought that he was eaten by a wolf. Because this is how his brothers were reporting to his dad. For a whole 20 years,
整整20年,
the whole family is in the darkness.
全家人都不知道.
Yeah, because in their family, his dad didn't know that his son was actually sold to Egypt. And all these sons, actually, when you read the story, you know these sons are not bad sons.
我们读的时候也看到这个孩子们,
but for 20 years, they could not tell his dad the truth.
但是他们20年不能跟他们父亲讲实话,
the whole 20 years,
整整20年,
the whole family's relationship is in darkness. And all these brothers, they have sinned against his dad because they lied to him. They also have sinned against God.
他们这些哥哥们犯罪得罪了他的父亲，他们同时也犯罪得罪了神。
Again, if you read their story, these are actually good brothers, not bad brothers.
其实他们都是很好的弟兄们。
But they were now bound by sin.
但是他们在罪的捆绑当中,
thank the Lord.
感谢主,
Joseph told them,
约瑟跟他们讲,
you know, although I suffer,
虽然我受苦,
but God has sent me early to Egypt to prepare
到埃及来准备,
so that you can have your life preserved.
来保存你们的生命。
Now, not only I think the more important thing is the family relationship now become normal.
但是更重要的，这个全家的关系恢复过来了。
See, all these sons, before their dad, before their Jacob, they can tell now the truth.
那他们现在全家人可以向父亲来讲实话。
After 20 years.
20年以后,
so Joseph did not live just for himself.
所以耶瑟他不仅是为他自己而活,
Joseph lived for the whole family.
约瑟为全家而活,
all the brothers,
所有的弟兄们,
the dad,
他父亲,
and also he lived to provide food for the whole world.
他活着也为全地来提供食物。
Thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
Another thing, brothers,
另外一件事情,
all of them,
他们所有人,
Jacob,
雅各,
Jacob, when he was about to die,
雅各要去世了,
he said, Joseph, when I die, don't bury me in Egypt.
他对, 约瑟说, 约瑟, 我死后, 不要把我骸骨,
bury me. Back to Bethel.
要把我带回到伯特利,
to Hebron.
到那里,
Hebron.
就希伯伦, 希伯伦,
yeah, there, my grandpa bought a small piece of land.
我的祖父在那里买了一小块地,
to bury my grandma.
来, 葬我的祖母,
and now there, my dad also was buried.
我的父亲也在, 埋葬在那里,
and there, I want to be buried too.
那里我也想被埋葬在那里,
because that's the place for my ancestors' fellowship with God.
是因为在那里我的祖先与神有交通,
I want to be buried back there.
那我也要在那里被埋葬,
I will be connected to my Lord.
我要与神永远的有交通。
When Joseph was about to die,
当约瑟要去世,
remember he was prime minister,
那他是,
only second to Pharaoh in Egypt.
他是, 埃及的大臣, 只在法老之下,
he told them, don't leave my bones in Egypt.
他说不要把我骸骨放在埃及,
bury me back to Canaan.
要把我带回到迦南地区。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is their story.
所以弟兄姐, 这是他们的故事。
So many years later,
很多年以后,
I think 400 years later,
400年以后,
when the Lord Jehovah appeared to Moses,
耶和华神向摩西显现的时候,
he introduced himself to Moses.
向他自己来介绍, 向摩西,
I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, I am the God of Jacob.
他跟摩西讲, 我是亚伯拉罕的神, 以撒的神, 雅各的神。
So God remembered them.
所以神纪念
You know,
他们，
they are important
他们
to
都很重
God.
要。
Yeah, thank the Lord for that.
感谢主。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说。
Lord Jesus said, that means that they are living before God.
他说他们在神面前是活的。
God is not the God of dead. God is the God of living.
神不是死人的神，他乃是活人的神。
So, my dear brothers and sisters,
所以，亲爱的弟
what
兄
does
姐妹
that
们，
mean to you and to me?
对我们来说是什么呢？
You know, one of these days, suppose we follow the Lord faithfully.
如果说这些日子我们如果真正忠心的来跟随神，
Although sometimes we will make a mistake,
可能我们会犯
like
错。
Abraham made mistake,
像亚伯拉罕犯错，
like Jacob made mistake.
像雅各犯错，
You know, even we may make mistakes,
虽然我们犯错，
but we come back, follow the Lord.
但是我们回来继续跟随
You
主。
know, where I need to repent, I repent.
我需要悔改，我们悔改。
I need to separate from the world, separate from the world.
我们与世界分离，我们就与世
You
界
know, I
分离。
believe that all the victory comes from God.
我的得胜，一切的得胜
You know, I
从这来。
remember that God wants me to go back to Bethel.
然后我记得神要让我回到伯特
You
利。
know, I remember that God wants me to be Israel.
我也记得神称呼我
It's
为以
for
色
the
列，
benefit of his kingdom.
为了他的国度。
You know, I remember that God wants me to take care of my brothers.
我也神让我来照顾我的弟
Brothers and
兄姐妹们。
sisters, if that's the case,
如果是这样，
and the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
God is not the God of the dead. God is the God of the living.
神不是死人的神，他是活人的神。
You and I will be living before God.
你和我就在神面前是活的，
That is our choice.
这是我们的选择，
And that's the Lord's expectation.
这也是对神对我们的期待。
Yeah, let's bow our head and have a prayer.
我们低头有点祷告，
Lord, we thank you so much.
主，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, when we look at over the generations how you have loved them,
主啊，我们看到那历世历代，你是如何的爱了他们。
how they have been precious in your own eyes,
主啊，他们在你的眼里边是如此的宝贵，
and how you have guided them,
你如此来带领他们。
and how you have been so patient with their errors, with their faults,
主啊，他们犯错，你如何来改正他
and
们？
how you always will have hope on them,
你如何在他里面一直有这样的
and
盼
how you
望？
always give them strength,
你一直来加力量给他
and
们。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
And we pray, Lord, that we will honestly follow you.
主啊，我们能够也这样来真正来跟随你，
Let you be our Lord, be our God.
让你来做我们的主，我们的神。
And not allow, even in our worst time, we don't allow you to leave us.
主啊，让我们在我们最软弱的时候，也不让你离开我
You know,
们。
always remember to come back to Bethel.
主啊，让我们记得一直要回到伯特利。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Your expectation, your hope for us is so great.
主啊，你对我们的期待和我们的盼望是如此之高。
Lord, we want to follow you.
主啊，我们要跟随你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.